The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Views is smooth, consistent, and intentionally simple. It's vapor done right. Because when you're free to focus on what really matters, everything just clicks. Find Views, that's V-U-S-E, Views, at your favorite convenience store.
Underage sale prohibited. Views is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
It's simple, really.
You have a choice.
Either listen to Sports Grid and get the winning edge,
or don't.
And get really good at explaining things to your increasingly impatient wife.
Happy wife, happy life, dude.
You're listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Is it level two already? It is. It's level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Was it a glamorous day in the National Football League? No, but it turned out to be an interesting one. Once again, nevertheless, Carson Wentz. Listen, Carson Wentz didn't play great tonight, but he won the game, so we got to tip our cap to him. Carson Wentz gets it done. 30-18 was the final score this evening. The National Football League standings are very interesting right now, and kind of not what anybody expected. We'll put it that way, and I think that's the theme of the year so far. Like, let's be real. How many people thought the Cincinnati Bengals would be in first place after 7 weeks? Put your hand up. Yeah, I don't see too many people. How many people thought the Raiders were going to be in first place after 7 weeks? Yeah, only those nut job Raider fans. You know, they think they're going to be in first place every year. This year, wide open. Absolutely wide open. Now, the NFC is a little bit different. When you look at the AFC is where the action is at. Right, you look at the NFC is a little bit different. The NFC East still sucks. It is what it is. Like, it's a joke. The Dallas Cowboys are going to run away with the division. They're 5-1. Everybody else is 2-5. All right, it's a terrible division. And what did we tell you guys all week last week, for those of you that actually pay attention? What did we tell you? We said, look at the Kansas City Chiefs. I said, who have they beaten this year? They beat Cleveland in week one. All right. You beat them by 4 points. You didn't even cover the point spread, but you beat Cleveland in week one. That's your most impressive win of the season. Like, other than that, they beat the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington football team, who everybody beats, right? The Giants are 2-5. Philadelphia's 2-5. Washington's 2-5. The North is kind of already a wrap right now. Green Bay, 6-1 right now. Aaron Rodgers and company haven't lost since that opening season flat spot in which they got punched in the mouth early. They got a big game. We'll break it down with a band who's going to join us in a couple of minutes. Green Bay and Arizona on Thursday, man. Some good stuff. We've had a lot of crappy Thursday games over the years. We got a good one. I'll tell you what, though. If you look at the man, the NFC is just terrible. Like, it just is. You look around, it's like the wild card is very manageable. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's winning the wild card out of the East. So Dallas going to make the playoffs there. Green Bay's going to win the North. Tampa's going to win the South. And then you got the Rams are good, and Arizona. So Arizona or the Rams are going to be a wild card for sure. So that's a playoff spot taken up, right? That's a playoff spot taken up. New Orleans aren't terrible. Hell, the Atlanta Falcons are suddenly 3-3. New Orleans aren't terrible, but they're not really good. They're just sort of okay. So where I'm going with this, a football team that I'm not writing off, the Minnesota Vikings. I'm in. I'm back on board, Coach. Coach Zimmer, will you welcome me back on the bandwagon? And you know what? We used to ride the Vikings on a weekly basis. Zimmer's a great coach. He's an ATM machine. The guy just covers point spreads. But Kirk Cousins is a problem at times, right? And the defense sucked for the last couple of years. They've tightened up the defense, and Kirk Cousins does not suck suddenly. It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. It's level two. This is Sports Rage, the quickest 180 minutes of sports talk radio. We're rolling along. We got Ian Cameron going to step up and then Babano, so you'll hear another voice besides mine yelling at you. Jason B. Takafin is a very calm man, smart man, three-time champion, general manager, the Toronto Blue Jays affiliate. We'll talk World Series. We're talking football, but we will get into the World Series. But Indianapolis win tonight, 30-18. San Francisco season's all but done. All but done right now at 2-4. It's not as though, like, do you see them turning the corner? Do you see things getting better? It's not like this team, like, is ever going to stay healthy. They just don't win football games. Seattle is also 2-4. And I'll tell you what, there's a big difference between 3-4 and 2-5. You can kid yourself and pretend that you're still in it when you're 3-4. And it is a 17-game season, so we're not going to completely bury these teams alive. But get the shovel out. All right, get the shovel out. So, San Francisco are done, all right? We took them to win a division. I didn't put 500 or 1,000 on that one because I'm not that much of an idiot, and I did think the Rams are going to be good, but who the hell thought Arizona was going to be 7-0 right now? Houston did surprise them early, and we'll get into this, but guys and ladies and gentlemen and whoever's tuning in right now, because women like football too, so not just guys. So, if you didn't watch the game today, between Arizona and Houston. Arizona won, but it wasn't easy. Like, yeah, they rolled them and stuff as the game went on, but Kyler Murray took a beating today more than he did in any game this year. And now they have a short week. They're playing the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. I think this is where they stumble. I think this is where Arizona loses. Arizona's not running the table. This has been a hell of a story for the Arizona Cardinals. It's been a nice run, and just because you lose one football game doesn't mean your run is done. But I don't believe that Arizona is going 17-0, and I think this is the spot right now. This is the spot. Now, it's early in the week, so, you know, I'm just telling you right now, this is my early week lean right now, but it is a Thursday night game. I want to see Green Bay's final health and injury report, health situation injury report, obviously. I mean, it's early Sunday night here, but I think this is it. I think Green Bay plus the points are worth a look. We'll get Babano's thoughts and more. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The late night anger match request continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. Let's welcome in the one and only Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bob Bano. There's a lot of stuff to break down, but Bano, let's do this thing Sunday, Bloody Sunday. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, good, Gabe. I wish I could say it was good, the slate of football today, but from a viewing and entertainment standpoint, probably one of the worst NFL Sundays I've seen in a long time. Outside of the Ravens game, which was competitive for a while, the Rams and Lions game, there was not a whole lot of drama and excitement, and I don't think books were too happy seeing big favorites like the Packers cover, the Patriots cover, the Cardinals cover, the Bucks cover. Not the greatest of Sundays, I'm sure, either, for a bunch of books out there, either.
Oh, man, there were like seven games, I believe, double digits, blowouts, as you talked about. Now, one of the blowouts was the Tennessee Titans as an underdog. Four-point underdogs, they blow out the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs are held to just 3 points. It's been a great week for the Tennessee Titans, beating the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs in a span of 6 days is a very impressive feat. But even though the Chargers didn't play today, the Chargers sort of won, in a sense, Babano. Now, I remember when we were talking about each team in a division coming into the year, you thought that the Chargers were a live team this year, right, and could potentially win a division or at least be in the mix for the playoffs. Now, the Raiders win again right now today, Babano, but the AFC West right now, it's getting real, and I don't believe that Kansas City's just going to flick any switch. I think they've got real problems for real moving forward. And listen, the Raiders are 5-2 right now. And, you know, the Chargers were off. They get the Patriots next week. I'm assuming they're going to beat the Patriots, and then they would be 5-2. And let's not forget, Babano, the Chargers already beat the Chiefs. So they, you know, they have a tiebreaker edge right now already. Kansas City's starting to dig themselves a little bit of a hole. FanDuel has listed the Chargers right now as plus 100 favorites to win a division. The Kansas City Chiefs are plus 210. Vegas getting no love, plus 400 right now. And Denver's dead. Denver's 15-1. But this is getting real, Babano. The Chargers or the Raiders could win this division for real.
Yeah, someone that bet the Chargers over win total and to win the division, actually to win the Super Bowl in the AFC, too. I thought that highly of the Chargers coming
in. What were the odds to win a division? It was like what? Like plus 500, right? 450, plus 500?
It was around
range?
That. Yes, it was. It was around plus 350, 400.
All right, that's right. Yeah,
LA
yeah.
Chargers to yeah. win the division.
I remember the Cardinals were 6-1, or plus 650 and 6-1.
And
Arizona
I have some
Cardinals,
of that.
Yeah.
And I have some of that, and I said it with you, that I'd be looking at Cardinals as a long shot in the NFC West, and
yeah.
so far so good with them. But again, half a season does not make an entire season. So we're not going to celebrate anything just yet in that, especially with the I have the Rams too, so I'm in a good spot.
Well, that division's still open, but let's stick in the AFC West. My bad for throwing in the Cardinals, but I was just remembering the prices. But look, like the Chiefs do have problems for real.
They do.
I think the Chargers are the best team, Babano, but nobody gives the Raiders respect. Last week, oh, they're getting 4 points against Denver. This week, Babano, I get, oh, Darren Waller was out. Bro, they closed as -1 favorites, man, against the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, they were a 4-2 first-place team, -1 on their home field against the pathetic Philadelphia Eagles. People are losing money underestimating the books, are getting burnt, underestimating the Raiders this year.
Yeah, someone that's seeing the Chargers in a good spot. I never thought their biggest roadblock to winning the AFC West would be the Raiders. But let's give the Raiders credit. I think that was a cleansing for the football team, John Gruden's thing being behind them, because they've really looked like a close-knit. They've looked focused on the field. The penalties, by the way, this is all of a sudden a much more disciplined Raider football team. I mean, the one problem they had the last couple seasons was taking too many silly penalties. I'm seeing them clean that up, actually, the last couple weeks.
I mean, 75 seasons? Yeah, that's all. That's the Raider way.
It is the Raider way.
Take penalties.
There is no doubt this team's playing solid football. Derek Carr's having a really good season, to be honest with you. He looks confident out there. They're running the football extremely well. And they've transformed a defense that couldn't stop anybody last year. And I'm seeing this defense, you know, blow up the line of scrimmage repeatedly. Jalen Hurts was scrambling, trying to make anything happen today. Max Crosby and that defensive front have been tough to handle. So you got to give the Raiders credit. I believe they're in this fight for the long haul. I'm not saying they're going to win the division. I hope they don't. As someone that wants the Chargers to win it. But yeah, there's no doubt the Raiders, I think, can hang in this race and be in it. And you're right about Kansas City. This is not 1 or 2 weeks or 3 weeks of concerns and sluggish football. For their defense, this has been a bad defense every single week this season. The difference, though, early in the season, the offense was still bailing them out, bailing out that bad defense. Now that's not happening. Patrick Mahomes has already smashed the number of interceptions he had all of last year in just less than half a season this year. He's fumbling the ball. He is inaccurate with the ball. He's all those plays, Gabe, that when he runs out of the pocket and he throws across his body, all those throws that he's been making more often than not the last couple of years, he's missing those this year. So you have to wonder, is it all of a sudden declining? Or is it the fact that defenses are adjusting and they've seen now more than enough of him that they can adjust to these Superman type of throws that he's been able to make in the past? And it's definitely something to consider, because I think defenses are taking that away more than they have before.
I don't think he's declined, but I talked about it a lot coming into the year, Babano, about it's been 3 years now of game tape, right? And, you know, and also Kansas City lost. And it's sort of like a boxer, bro. As soon as, or an MMA fighter, you know what I mean? Where they're like, oh, you can't beat this guy. You can't beat this guy or this girl. Like Ronda Rousey. Yeah, well, once she lost a bunch of times after, right? Because people figured it out. Like, once you show your weakness. So I don't think Mahomes is great. It is what it is. But you're right. He's not getting away with that video game crap that he would pull off before. But the offensive line is nowhere near as good, right? They've never recovered. I mean, they in the Super Bowl, they had all the injuries. They rebuilt it. They had like five new starters. And it was okay, but it's starting to show cracks again right now. And then Mahomes is clearly trying to do too much. But, I mean, some of the blame does go on Mahomes for trying to do too much. We see this with Russell Wilson at times in Seattle, where they're, you know, great quarterbacks, and they figure, if I don't do this, we're not going to win. But the Chiefs do have problems. And I was all over the Titans today, even though they beat Buffalo on Monday night. I was like, nah, it's just how are KC going to be able to stop them? So as far as the Raiders are concerned, though, Babano, they got a bye week now, and then they're at MetLife to take on the New York Giants. It's a winnable football game for the Raiders there, and then it gets real, Babano, as we talk about the schedule. I mean, you know, we're nearly halfway through the season now. The following week, Chiefs at Raiders, Bengals at Raiders, Raiders at Cowboys. That's no easy stretch right there, Babano. We're going to learn a lot about the Raiders, man, from November 14th through November 25th, I'll tell you that.
Well, we got to start looking, too, at the Super Bowl loser from the past year. This is a very real thing.
Yeah, Super Bowl hangover curse, even hitting the Chiefs. Good call, you're right.
Look at the last few years. The Rams lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl, didn't make the playoffs the next year. San Francisco loses to Kansas City. What happens next year? They don't make the playoffs. Well, the injuries played a huge part. I get that, but still, bad year. And now last year, of course, who loses in the Super Bowl? Kansas City.
Atlanta went to the Super Bowl. The wheels fell off. The Carolina Panthers went to the Super Bowl. The wheels fell off the following year.
It really is like clockwork.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's funny you bring that up because it's true. You sort of figure that KC would be a little immune to that, right? But
I did.
They're not. Like, well, no, you didn't fully. I mean, you did bet on the Chargers to win a division.
I thought they'd regress, not be below 500, 3-4 after week 7. I did not think that type of regression was in the cards for them. But look, the defense, and look, they fired a defensive coordinator already once under Andy Reid a few years ago, Bob Sutton. I think Steve Spagnuolo, the hot seat's going to turn up on him just a little bit now.
But it's the players. You're right, it will. But it's the players, man, right? And another thing is, too, I was thinking about this.
Gabe, their best pass rusher in Charvarius Ward, a starting corner. I don't want to use that as excuses, but those are two key pieces to that.
Yeah, they're not going to fire. And the thing is, they spend all their money on offense, right? I mean, you got to pay all these guys. Hill makes money. Kelsey makes money. Mahomes, you know, his contract is big, but it hasn't really kicked in yet, but it's going to start to, and they're going to have problems. I was thinking, though, guys, too, if Eric Bieniemy didn't get a job when these guys were scoring 50 points a week, he ain't going to get a job in the NFL now. Like, if I'm Eric Bieniemy, like, if one of these schools come calling, if USC or something, you've got to ask yourself, am I going to be the next coach of the Kansas City Chiefs when Reed is gone? Because if not, I should take this college job and be the head coach and get paid a lot of money. More with the panel on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. We're kicking it with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Man, it's the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio for a reason, and tonight is no exception. Time's flying by, so let's just keep this going. We'll get back to the NFL, but Babano, the Michigan Wolverines, a surprise that the Wolverines are 7-0. Everybody criticizes Harbaugh all the time if they don't go for it on fourth down, or they lose a football game, but he wins seven games and people go back under their rocks. Yet now this is a big-time test. Not that Michigan haven't passed a couple of big-time tests already, but now they're going into East Lansing. The undefeated Michigan State Spartans await. FanDuel has the Michigan Wolverines -3.5. Total, 51.5. Big-time game that would be in prime time, but due to the World Series, the game has to be played earlier in the day. So noon Eastern in East Lansing, Michigan, a battle of unbeatens in a Big Ten, big-time football game.
Yeah, it's also noon because Fox has the national TV rights for the game, and their biggest game of the Saturday is always noon with Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt. So that definitely plays a part in the start time, too. But this is definitely the biggest Michigan
Babano, They have the World Series, Babano, right?
That's right.
The World Series is Saturday night.
That's true, and Fox has that, so it had to be at daytime.
I know you don't watch much baseball, Babano, but yeah, the World Series is on Fox.
That's true. Yeah, Fox is at the
World Series. Who's playing in the World Series? Are you aware?
Astros and Braves, of course.
I never ask you baseball. We never talk baseball much, but Pano. So Michigan and Michigan State, what's your pick here? What do you think early? I don't know, not a pick, but it's still early right now in a week, but what's your opinion?
My initial thoughts is Michigan State's been really good. I mean, I don't think there's anything where you could say, wow, they were really lucky to win that game. Perhaps the Nebraska game, but you could say that about Michigan, too. They just barely got by Nebraska in a victory. I mean, I think the more I look at this game, I'm interested in the dog here, Michigan State, because what I like about Michigan State is they've got a very, very balanced offense. They've been able to run the football. Their running back, Kenneth Walker, he is outstanding. He is a machine running the football for Michigan State. Peyton Thorne's been a lot better at quarterback than I thought. And the Michigan State defense this year, they're not just neutralizing the ground game. They're shutting it down. They're only giving up 120 on the ground this year per game, 3.3 yards per carry, and that's the key against Michigan. Like, I like Cade McNamara, but he's got to have Blake Corum. He's got to have Hassan Haskins. He's got to have the run game working. And it may not work as well here against this Michigan State team that's been stout up front along the defensive line. I think there's a pathway here for Michigan State. I see a close game. Let's not forget, even though Michigan has blown out opponents like Northwestern and Wisconsin, remember the Wisconsin game was a lot of turnovers there. Washington has clearly been nowhere near as good as we thought, and that was a blowout. But they barely beat Nebraska. They struggled to get by Rutgers. Rutgers gave them a game at the Big House. I think this is a really tight, close game with the we can make a case for both teams, and you can get more than a field goal with the Spartans. That's where I'm leaning right now.
I can't argue with it, even though I love the Michigan Wolverines to death. I can't argue with anything you said about Michigan State this year. Great running game, great running back, stout defense, you know, well-coached. Everything's just come together for Sparty. The line surprises me a little bit at 3.5 Abana. I thought 2.5 maybe, Michigan minus 1.5, but I'll tell you, my initial impression when I look at this, the total is 51.5. And Michigan have put points up on the board this year. I've made money betting Michigan State unders this year as well, though, Babano. My gut tells me, man, this total is a little high. This total is a little high at 51.5. Mm-hmm. Early morning, Big Ten, two undefeated teams, man. There's a lot on the line here, bro. I don't see this game turning into a track meet. This is defense, defense, defense. I think the total is too high at 51.5.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, Rutgers' defense has struggled against balanced offenses, and they put up big numbers there, Michigan State. And the other games they put up big numbers were Western Kentucky, a bad defense, and Miami's defense has been rough all year. You know, so I don't expect this to be a game where both offenses march the football up and down the field. You look at Michigan, you know, even in the game against Northwestern, it took till the second half for that offense to get going, you know, against the Wildcats on Saturday. And I like the way both defenses have played, and I like the way Michigan matches up against Michigan State's offense and vice versa. I like the way Michigan State's defense, as I just mentioned, matches up against Michigan's offense. So I do think I would go with the under as well if I were to play the total.
Three of the last four games between these two have gone under the number. Last year, Michigan State won 27-24. In 2019, Michigan blew them out 44-10. And in 2018, Michigan beat them 21-7. 2017, Michigan State beat Michigan 14-10. So, in fact, they've actually alternated. It's one of these deals where they've alternated wins and losses going all the way back to 2015, Babano. Michigan State won in 2015. Michigan won in 16. Spartans won in 2017. Wolverines won in 2018. Oh, no, my bad. So Michigan went back-to-back in 2018 and 2019. They went back-to-back. So Michigan have beaten these guys three out of the last four times that they've played. But this is a good Sparty team. Early lean right now, guys, is to the under 51.5. Iowa and Wisconsin, you got a 36.5 on the board, but man, for a college total, man. 36.5.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one here in terms of this. Obviously, we know why the total is this low in this game. We're talking about two very good defenses. We're talking about two suspect offenses, two suspect quarterbacks when you're talking about Mertz and Petras on these two teams. I'm interested to see what we get out of Iowa because obviously they had the, you know, the stick of cork, you know, take some air out of the balloon, if you will, loss to Purdue a couple weeks ago that broke up their undefeated season. Let's see how Kirk Ferentz, if he can rally the troops here, because I'm going to see what I can find out. I'm trying to try to make every case here I can to back Iowa in this game. If I get the sense that they put the Purdue loss behind them, they're off a bye week, get focused for this Wisconsin game. There's still a division to win for Iowa, a Big Ten West division. So I know the undefeated season's gone, but I don't think that's going to mean all of a sudden this team goes completely in the doldrums here. Yeah, that offense is sketchy, especially the passing game. And it's not going to be easy to run the football against Wisconsin, but I could just say similarly, it's not going to be easy for Wisconsin to move the ball against Iowa either. I'm interested in just taking points in a game like this, and I'm not convinced that Iowa's just going to go away because they had that very disappointing first loss of the season against Purdue, and I do like that they're coming off a bye, not the case for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin suck. Let's just cut to the chase. Wisconsin aren't very good this year. I think Iowa will beat them. So I don't know, man. I guess it's the state of Georgia's world. We're just living in it right now with the Atlanta Braves going to the World Series. And, of course, the Georgia Bulldogs, the top team in the country right now. So it's the cocktail party game, the big drip booze fest. They don't want to call it that anymore because it's not politically correct for whatever reason. I don't really know how the world's biggest outdoor cocktail party was offensive, but nevertheless, it is what it is. Georgia, 14.5-point favorites over the Florida Gators, total 50.5 in this game. And I'll tell you, Ben, I've been making money this year, taking the unders in the Georgia Bulldog games, but this is a little light here, and Georgia's offense is better than people realize. These guys score like 40 points a game, so they're going to put points up on Florida here. So my initial reaction right away is, woo, I think that game actually goes over. As great as Georgia's defense is, they do score 40 points a game, guys. So they're laying 14.5 here. Bama look a little bit vulnerable, man. Like, their defense isn't dominant this year, Bama, as we see. Even yesterday against Tennessee went up and down the field on them in the first half. What do you make of this Dogs-Gators game, 14.5?
I think the point spread value and the perception of what you see with these two teams right now is going to lead to value on Florida. I'm not saying I'm taking Florida, but, you know, at plus 14.5 here in this game, I'm interested at least. But I need to know that it's going to not be Emory Jones at quarterback for Florida. And I've got to believe Dan Mullen is not going to start him. He's got to go with Anthony Richardson, because the reason that they turned that game around, or the reason they got anything going against LSU offensively after a bad start, was because they benched Emory Jones, who was terrible early in that game.
They've been through that already. They wanted that earlier in the year, and it didn't work. And then Emory Jones was great. You can't live on a week-to-week basis with this, you know, I mean, panicking about the quarterback stuff. Maybe they will, but that's, you know, they've already been through that this year. And then they loved Emory Jones, then they hate him. It's like Calzada there, that kid, right? Like, we live in an era now, week-to-week, that they love or hate the quarterback, but yeah, there's no stability with these teams when they live like that.
I do worry about the fact they're so run reliant on that offense, Florida. They are. I mean, they got to be able to run the football if they're going to have success, and you're going against probably the best team at stopping the run in the country with Georgia. But I do like the fact that Dan Mullen, an offensive-minded guy, works well with coaches, has the extra time. Both teams do. I mean, both teams are off a bye, so it's not an advantage. But for Florida offensively, and I think it kind of speaks to the over, this is kind of a good over spot for Florida because they get the extra time with Dan Mullen in particular, an offensive-minded guy, to really put some wrinkles in there, set this team up for the best possible plan of attack offensively.
I think Georgia kill them.
Georgia team.
I think Georgia's going to kill them, bro. I don't think Florida can play with them. Georgia will run it up on them. Look, last year Florida beat them 44-28. That's sailing over this number, obviously. I think, you know, Georgia have pretty much owned them, right? Like, look, three of the last 4 years, 42-7 Georgia, 36-17 Georgia, 24-17 Georgia, and then Florida won 44-28 last year. So it's not necessarily always a close game between these. Like, there's a pattern between these two in their history, Babana, where the better team smokes the other one because they really do hate each other. Yeah. So they do not let up, right? If they can, like, they'll kill them if they can. I don't think Florida going to be able to stop Georgia.
That's very true. I mean, Florida's defense has been shaky. We saw what LSU did up and down the field, 49 points. Bryce Jones at 300 rushing yards. Doesn't bode well for facing. And they gave up 31, of course, to Alabama. So look, the two best teams they've played, they gave up 31 to Bama.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week. And you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
49 to LSU makes you think that 50 is reachable with the total, as you mentioned. You know, the over could be well within reach here. We're talking 50 with a Florida team that's given up 31 and 49 against the two best SEC teams they played this year. And if you can just get some points from Florida, there you go. There's your over.
Georgia will put up their season average. They're going to get to like 40 plus, 42. I think it'll be a higher scoring game, and Georgia roll. We'll get back into the NFL on the other side. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
Some artists work in
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pistol players, the hustlers, the people, the busting, the vandals, and everybody else in between. We're talking NFL football. We'll take a look at week eight. Hard to believe. And normally, Babana, week eight would be the halfway mark, but stupid 17-game schedule, there is no halfway mark. Like, what's the halfway mark? I guess the halfway mark.
Halfway through week nine?
No. I was going to say the halfway mark will be halftime next week, Babano. Eight and a half.
Yep. Yeah, after the one early games next week is halfway.
No, I'm saying halftime. Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, that's 8.5. But Bill Parcells said you are what your record says you are. But it's hard to believe, isn't it? Like, it doesn't feel like if we say, all right, you know, oh, they're 7-0 right now, Arizona. It's like, oh, there's a lot of football left still. But then conversely, if you say it like, wow, man, we're at the halfway mark already, it sounds different. It's like the glass half empty, half full thing, Babano, right? Because week eight sounds early. Halfway point sounds like, whoa, we're halfway through the season. But we are. We're going to be halfway through the season already. It's crazy.
We are. I mean, and we're already seeing now we've seen teams surprise. We've seen teams disappoint. And now, though, those teams that have surprised to this point, and let's throw the Cincinnati Bengals now in that category with a very impressive win against Baltimore. And look, yep. They're 5-2. They look great. Burrow's out. What an outstanding game for him today. No question. The defense. Nobody talks enough about how much improved the Cincinnati defense is. But now you're going to be turning. You mentioned we're at the halfway point, Morenci. Now we're turning to the back half of the season. And a lot of times you see teams, especially teams that surprise the first week of the season, they don't have what it takes to finish out the regular season strong and they fall off the pace. Let's see if some teams like a Cincinnati can avoid that here down the stretch.
And or the schedule gets tougher, like we talk about the Raiders. Where
or they don't
like,
have
whoa,
the stand injuries. Yeah, yeah.
So, but if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, that was a statement game today, a division game. A dangerous Baltimore Ravens football team, and they go in there and they don't just win the game, but they punch the Baltimore Ravens in the mouth. And as far as the Bengals schedule is concerned, they get the New York Jets this week. Cincinnati at New York. And sometimes you'd say, well, nothing's a lock with the Cincinnati Bengals, but Joe Burrow ain't losing this game, bro. The Bengals will be 6-2.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And Cincinnati, and I don't want to hear this letdown spot thing either for Cincinnati. I mean, when they play that Jets team, I don't want to hear that because the Jets aren't good enough to do anything about
You didn't do that. But don't bring up that. We're going to get me fired up about it. But weren't the Tennessee Titans in a classic letdown spot, Babano, after Monday Night Football?
I didn't bet the side in that game, and I wasn't clearly buying that because Kansas City, when you see the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes on your schedule, you don't tell me you're ready to play. Come on, you got to be ready to play. I didn't look at that as a letdown spot for Tennessee.
I think the only team, Babano, where I'll admit it, Arizona weren't ready to play. today.
But Houston is that bad, and Davis Mills is
exactly. That bad. So, you know, you're right. Arizona could, and Houston, like a real team, probably would have beaten them early. Like, Houston couldn't take advantage of it. They were up 5-0. I mean, they terrorized. Like, they really beat up Kyler Murray. Like, Arizona won that game, but Kyler Murray really, really, really got beat up. And something to keep your eye on, Babana, we talked about it on In-Game Live earlier tonight, live about that. I watched every play of the Arizona game. He took a beating. Green Bay Packers and the Arizona Cardinals on Thursday Night Football. So it's a short week, and we're seeing 3.5 up here right now. Arizona Cardinals -3.5, over under 53.5. I'm not getting in front of Aaron Rodgers here. I'm a big Kyler Murray fan. I've got an autographed helmet on our set here, right here. I know you're a big Cardinal backer, and you've been making money with them, and you bet the futures and all that, the win totals and everything. But with that being stated, what do you think about the Packers and the Cardinals? 3.5 points. Are you ready to lay 3.5 to Aaron Rodgers here?
As Teddy Covers, our friend, would say, if I'm playing, I'm laying.
You're playing, you're laying. Huh?
I don't want to use the L word lucky, but some of these games here for Green Bay, the Cincinnati game in overtime, Chicago is pathetic, and they labored and they needed a touchdown in the 5 minutes to go to extend the lead in that game. And the Washington game, 24-10, but Washington just shot. Washington's in the red zone like for half the game today against Green Bay, and they shot themselves in the foot over and over again in the red zone today, that Washington team. Washington could have won the game straight up. Seriously. If you watch Washington and Green Bay today, Washington made so many mistakes, but they were moving that ball against that Green Bay defense, a defense that is going to be facing by far, it's not even close, the best offense they've played in weeks. And I'm not sure they are ready for that challenge here. Look at the schedule. Detroit, a San Francisco team that's banged up beyond belief. Pittsburgh's been mediocre. The Cincinnati win, I thought the Bengals probably could have won that game, and they barely escaped. And then Chicago and Washington. You know, that's not a schedule of victories that impresses me. No, I'm Team Arizona all the way. I've been that from week one. It's not like we're asking Kyler Murray and the Cardinals to lay 6 or 7 in this spot. It's a 3.5. Could this be a field goal game? Sure. I'll take my chances. It won't be.
Arizona Cardinals -3.5, total 53.5. And man, over the years, guys, we've all been dealt some real crap-ass Thursday Night Football matchups. So it's nice to have a big-time game like the Packers and the Cardinals this Thursday. The Buffalo Bills, of course, coming off the disappointing loss in their minds and in my mind, since I'm a Bills fan, but it wasn't disappointing if you're a Titan fan. Bills laying 13.5 to the Miami Dolphins in Buffalo, total 49.5. Atlanta Falcons winning some football games. Falcons -2.5 hosting the Carolina Panthers, and Babano wheels completely. Forget about the wheels falling off for the Panthers, bro. Wheels, axle, and everything else in between. This thing has completely fallen apart.
It's fallen apart for the offense. I think the defense is still fighting and battling, but they can't overcome an inept offense. And Sam Darnold's great first 3 weeks has completely gone down the toilet the last few weeks, to the point now where he got benched in P.J. Walker.
Did anyone really think that Sam Darnold was good because he beat the Jets in week one? And you can talk about the defense, whatever, battling and stuff. Listen, they're on a 4-game losing streak. The entire team has fallen apart. Look, they've given up 146 points on the season, too. It's not like, you know, they're shutting people down. They're on the field all the time, though, right? And listen, they got injuries on defense. That hurt them in the secondary. But they weren't that good, Babano. I never thought they were that good. And they had, you know, that Saints game was an aberration. I don't know what happened to the Saints. They got the Saints and some, you know, the COVID spot got them. And it caught up to them. Yep. And but other than that, bro, like, yeah, you beat the Jets, but they're not just losing now. They're getting their ass handed to them. They were getting their ass handed to them last week by the Vikings. Don't be fooled by the final score.
They got handed to them today by a team that looked completely, completely inept going into the game today, the New York Giants. So it's a terrible-looking loss. It is. And, you know, he looked frustrated, Matt Rhule. And I said coming into the year when I took Carolina over 7.5 wins, he'd have this team improved. And it looked that way after 3 weeks. And now I'm officially fretting. I'm officially worried about the status of that win total.
You got to get to 8.
Yeah.
So there's 10 games left. 10 games left. You got to go.
Do it. But that's dicey now with this 4-game losing streak that they're on.
Well, 7.5. You got to get to 8 wins, right? What did you say?
They
7.5?
They could win in Atlanta next week. But the thing is, the Falcons have started to win a couple close games. I'm not saying Miami was a mess.
Your bet's done, Babano. The Panthers need to go 5-5, bro. They're not going 5-5.
Yeah. It's difficult. It's an uphill battle. I'm an underdog.
It's really difficult. That's not happening. Yeah. There's not a hope in hell the Panthers split the rest of their games.
I'm almost ready to kiss it goodbye if they don't beat Atlanta next week, and that's certainly far from a sure thing.
Yeah, I would lead with Atlanta. I haven't been betting on Atlanta. I've been staying away from their games.
I actually did take Atlanta today, believe it or not, and I'm anti-Atlanta. I've got Atlanta under their win total, and I still took Atlanta today because Miami was in a brutal spot. I know they had Tua back, but they're still injury-riddled. This coming off the London game last week against Jacksonville, and here's Atlanta rested off a bye week. You know, if Arthur Smith couldn't find a way to rally his troops for a win today against Miami, when would it have been?
You know what? It's more the Dolphins are supposed to be the ones rallying the troops, but the Dolphins had a choice. They could have taken a bye week, which is interesting. Like the NFL gives you a choice, right? Like you're going to London, and they tell you, listen, you can get a bye week after the trip to London if you want. And the Dolphins said no, right? Like the Jets took the bye, and the Dolphins said, no, we won't take our bye now just because we went to London. It's an interesting dynamic. But listen, everything's there. The wheels have fallen off for them as well.
I'll tell you something I'm interested in right now, Morenci, regarding Miami. Of course, they're playing your Buffalo Bills next Sunday. I'm interested in whatever way you can get at Buffalo in that game. I know they're laying 13 in the game. But I'm thinking a first quarter, a first half look toward Buffalo. You got to believe after the bye week, the frustrating loss down near the goal line against Tennessee Monday, a Miami team that is completely out of sorts. The defense has fallen apart for Brian Flores' team. That has smash spot early in the game written all over it for this Bills team. McDermott and that staff with extra time to prepare, a 1-6 Miami team. The season's over. They're not going anywhere. If the Bills don't smack them down early, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't like those. You put yourself in a situation where if they don't score early, you're screwed. I did that yesterday. I lost one in Alabama in the first half. They ended up covering the number in the game. Look, it's happening time and time again, Babano. Like the Rams today, same thing. People, Rams in the first half. No, the Lions again. The Lions did the same thing against the Packers in the first half. So I don't know. I'm not going to listen. It's your money. I'm just stating I'm not in love with those. Just because, you know, the Dolphins actually could come out hot and then fall apart. That's the other thing, too, that crappy teams do, right? It could go one or both ways. It could go one of both ways. I mean, look at Arizona today. Similar situation. They came out flat, right? And I think a lot of the narrative was, well, they'll have a big lead, then they'll take the pedal off the metal. And it was kind of opposite, where it was like, no. They've got to get their act in gear here to win this game, right?
Then, that's true. I think the one difference with the Bills, it's off a frustrating loss to Tennessee. It's a bye week to prepare. And they look around at the AFC standings. This is still a team that I think is trying to fight for home field in the AFC. Well, they're 4-2. They see Baltimore 5-2, Cincy 5-2, Tennessee now 5-2, Las Vegas now 5-2. They know, hey, this is a big game. We want home field as much as possible in these playoffs.
The Bills screwed themselves. I'm a Bills fan, and it angers me because for the Bills to really make the Super Bowl, not that they can't if they don't have home field advantage, but for them, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're right. There's all these other teams, and the Bills, it's been a big Bills love fest everywhere. Everybody loves the Bills, right? Including the Bills love the Bills. They love them. They love themselves.
They love right? me just, some me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the Bills, the Bills. Everybody, the Bills are the best team, and the Bills have taken over, and the Bills. It's like, well, whatever, dude. You just nailed it. I don't know. The Bills have lost as many games as the Bengals, the Ravens, and, like, you know what I mean? The Raiders, the Chargers, the Titans. You know, I mean, we can go down the list. The Bills ain't anything more special than any of these other teams right now.
That's why that was such a big loss, the Tennessee loss. They were hands down number one in the AFC before the Tennessee loss.
Yeah, that was. With them. I know, that was a bad one, man. It could come back to haunt them. Listen, man, they dominated the game. I don't know how they lost the game. It was one of those, are you kidding me? Like, how the hell do you guys manage to lose this game? It was one of those deals. All right, so speaking of losing games, the Detroit Lions find ways to lose games. They played their asses off today. They fell short. It was crazy if you guys didn't see it. Dan Campbell ran he started the game with an onside kick and it worked. Then he ran a fake punt and it worked. Then in the second half, he ran another fake punt and it worked. They tried everything and it wasn't enough, but they did cover the number rather easily, actually.
I was kind of leaning Detroit, even though I didn't bet it.
Now, I love the under all week, and it's funny. I thought the Rams would smash them.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But it would stay under, but stayed under anyways. My script was wrong, but the result was right. But now to Philadelphia Eagles. So who were just in Vegas and getting back to Philadelphia as we speak right now in a parking lot, getting their cars, hating life. Now they go to Detroit. I don't know if this is the spot, but is this the spot that Detroit wins? They're getting 3.5. Okay, we'll take a quick break. Bring it.
Sports info is everywhere.
We cut through all the clutter. And
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm getting all fired up to start clicking away here, actually. Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Thanks to Ian Cameron for joining us. Man, time flew by. Normally, you'd be able to Bano stays longer even. We appreciate his time. Time just flies by, but I realized that I'm like, damn, man, like Bano's on for like 2 hours sometimes. And it flies by, but it's like, all right, like he's on Wednesday too. And I'm like, well, you know, I can't keep the guy this long. But you know, he's a long talker, so it's not me, right? It's, you know what I mean? You ask Bano a couple of questions, you ask him about a game, and he brings up another game, and next thing you know, hey, 48 minutes have passed. Thanks, Dean Cameron. Good stuff, Bano. We didn't even get into the hockey with him, but we are going to get to the World Series in Level 3 a little bit later on. We are not going to ignore the World Series, even though it upsets me. Even though the World Series upsets me, but I am anxious to start clicking away here. Just talking about right now the AFC West. I do believe, I don't think it's an overreaction or anything. We're 7 weeks in. The Chiefs are 3-4. They've got problems. They're not suddenly just going to solve all these issues. And the Chargers are the real deal. The Raiders, I don't know. It's time to say the Raiders are for real as well. No one wants to give the Raiders credit. I mean, come on, the Raiders are 1-point favorites today against the Philadelphia Eagles. The crap-ass Philadelphia Eagles were getting 1 point. The Raiders were a 4-2 team, a first-place team in one of the toughest divisions in football, playing at home, and they were a 1-point favorite. Why? Because Darren Waller was out, and what? There was 5,000 drunks from Philadelphia there? Who cares? Right? The Raiders are good. All right? They got caught. Now, you know, with the Raiders, when they didn't play well, they lost to the Chargers, and they lost to the Bears. And that Bear game, that was the John Gruden weekend. All right, it wasn't a Denver game. The Raider players knew, like they knew in advance, right? Yeah, listen, your coach is about to get fired in like any hour now because of this. You know, they were told, and they collapsed against the Bears. And they were flat against the Bears. And then, you know what I mean? They got over the Gruden thing. They went in Denver. They kicked their ass. Eagles rolling the town. They kicked their ass. Eagles scored the first touchdown of the game. So I like this division a lot. The Chiefs ain't winning. Thing is, you can get the Chargers at plus 100. You get the Raiders at plus 400. You got to sprinkle on both, I think. We'll get into the money management and the approach after. The attack. We're back on the attack. Bring it.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's #1 prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.